This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3chi.com, the number 3chi.com, to shop for Delta 8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Well, this shit was wild, okay? Some taco stands take a stand, you know what I mean? Like a real, legitimate Mexican taco stand. You know, in the right city, the taco stand, the Mexican street taco stand man, has to let people know at a certain point that there's just no cheese around here, my friend. If you want cheese, take your bitch ass to Taco Bell. One time I was at a taco stand. Guy had had enough. He got out the bullhorn, bro, right there on the street.
All right, listen, you dumb fucks. This is a Mexican street taco stand. We don't have cheese. If you want cheese, take your bitch ass to Taco Bell. If you want cheese, order a quesadilla, you silly fucks. We do not, and I repeat, Kyle, Karen, we do not put cheese on our tacos. Thank you very much.
It was wild, bro.
There are no cheese at the authentic taco stand. We must make a taco stand.
Yeah, it was a little feedback there. But again, you know, when you're feeding people, you're going to catch feedback.
That means our mics are good.
That's what that means. Am I drinking a little Negra Modelo with a nice little piece of key lime in it? You're goddamn right I am.
Oh, that looks good. God, I've been out of beer so long, dude. This is the longest I've ever let my house go without a beer in it.
Well, you haven't been home. What are you going to do? You've been out solving cold case files, bro, for very large company, for a very large publication.
Still, let's stop by the liquor store. I mean,
the way home, right from the airport. Yeah, you are slacking a little. I mean, that's easily a stop on the way home from the airport for a guy like you.
Yeah. I mean, I have a truck. There's a liquor store a half mile from my house. What am I doing not having beer constantly here? I mean, I can order someone to bring it to my house.
Yeah.
How lazy am I?
You know, maybe you want to just take a step back a little bit, you know?
This just gut isn't going to happen on its own. Yeah.
Go look at yourself in the mirror, Todd, that nice long one you have there on your bedroom bathroom. And get a look at yourself. And just be like, am I the man I should be being right now? I mean, I'm flying in. I'm not even stopping by the liquor store. Who is this guy?
My gut's gone down like 3 inches. I mean,
that's a bitch move.
It's disgusting. I got to get back on that train, overload with those beer carbs. The beer carb is like it. The beer carb is to other carbs what AIDS is to herpes. You know what I mean? Like it's a whole different animal. It's in the same family.
That's, you know, either you're committed or you're not. I mean, that's what we're saying here, dude. When it comes to carb, what's your level of commitment? Some shit that could be, well, technically neither of those can be cured, but let's just pretend that one of them was curable here. Do you want it? Do you want to be a little bitch with the curable shit? Or do you want to commit for life? You know what I mean? And that's what this is. And that's what this belly life's about. You know, you become an adult. Start thinking about this shit. I mean, let it fly. Let it fly out of your brain. Let it wander around your universe. You need to be on board with this. This is what it really is. This is what we're talking about. Real commitment, not talked about every day, lived about every day.
When you see a middle-aged dude with a beer gut, you know he knows shit. When you see a middle-aged dude, it looks like he should be sitting up at on top of a lifeguard stand with his 12-pack. You're not going to ask that guy any questions.
No. Well, he's selfish. He doesn't know shit.
No. Unless
if he does know shit, he ain't sharing it.
Unless you need a partner in some kind of obstacle course challenge for a reality TV show, you don't need that guy. Because he's got nothing to offer.
How many dips do I got to do? how many dips do I do? It takes, man.
A guy that's been around. He's made some mistakes. He's comfortable in what he's done and what he's become.
You know? He got nobody. Hey, listen, I'm not here to impress nobody. Mm-hmm. Guess who I'm in competition with? Me. That's who, myself. And that's just how it works, friends.
I argue, which is healthier? Are we talking lifestyle health?
Yeah.
Are we talking mental health? Or are we talking, you know, blood pressure and all that stuff that, you can measure it, but what's it really mean?
Oh, yeah. He could probably lay it down on his lady three times as good, but so what? You know, you don't have, this isn't a fucking marathon, friends. You got your lady dialed in. You know how to make her the right combination, two to the left, one to the right, two to the left. You know what I mean? You know the combo, how to pop the safe wide open with the quickness. You know
that guy overcooks his meat on the grill.
Yeah. He flips it too many times.
If he even cooks meat, he's probably just cooking vegetables.
I bet he probably puts his meat in a bag and boils it in hot water until the eternal temp is proper. And then he sears it off like he actually sat around and looked at that meat cook and then just let his eternal times know it was time
for a clean ass. The guy with a six-pack can't fix shit around the house.
He's too busy doing sit-ups.
Mm-mm. And if he can, he's going to be doing it on some HGTV show, not at your house.
He's probably got a polo shirt on with a name tag on. He's walking around LA Fitness showing new potential customers who sign up for 12 months all the perks of being a member.
Is that what you want in your life?
We all give up after a month anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just pay him. Yeah, guess what? And real men are paying for the gym for 12 months and only go one.
That's what a real man does. A real man gets gym memberships. And he stops going after the first 30 days.
Have some respect for the annual discount. Who are you? What do you got to prove, man? What are you doing? You need to be out in the yard cracking open beers at 6 a.m. because you're setting your fire up to do it because you're smoking meats all day.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's like an art form. It's not an errand.
Mm-mm. Can he make a delicious Mai Tai for you in the backyard? No.
Or get you an ice cold Miller High Life?
No.
All in between everything?
Mm-mm. You're going to be drinking seltzers or nothing. That's what that guy does. That guy is seltzer life only.
Yeah, what do you want? Fucking creatine kebabs? Mm. What are you going to do? You're going to put your dumbbells on a stick and cook them?
Just when you start, when you go out with this guy, when that date gets, I don't know, third, fourth, whatever it takes, when you finally go to his house, when he goes to take a bathroom, because he will, he'll pee a lot because he drinks 12 gallons of water a day.
Yeah, yeah. He pisses a lot.
You check his cabinets. If he has four different sizes of blenders, if he has a bullet, a full-size blender, if he has every variation there.
And a food processor.
Wow. And if he has the giant Costco or Sam's Club thing of whey protein in there.
If his whole bottom shelf is like five tubs of Greek yogurt.
End it.
That's a wrap. Kick him off your feed.
That guy doesn't know what a good movie is.
What's this guy? What's he got to prove here, man? Enjoy a French fry. They're delicious. We eat them globally.
If he's wearing a Fitbit.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
Unless he puts his Fitbit on his penis and uses a cock ring just in order to complete, just kind of just take statistics.
Mm-hmm. To keep that means track he
cares, and you're, yeah, he, that means he cares deeply, and he's just trying to maximize the sexual output. But other than that, fuck that.
Why do they don't have the cock rings, smart cock rings?
They got to. There's no way. If not, guess what? Edit this out. We're doing it.
Yeah. If we came up with the smart cock ring, dude, that measured how long you lasted, how many pumps per second, how many pumps per minute.
The smock ring? It's a smart cock ring. I mean, I don't know if that's as smooth as we want it to be. Mm. But, I mean, listen, I don't know what the average vagina is as far as depth. I'm thinking 6 to 8 inches, I'm guessing. I mean, I only know because 8 inches of my penis only goes in. The other eight is just hangs out and out in front, kind of like when you all right, I'm full of shit right there. I don't even know where I was going to go with that. But I'm just saying, at a certain level, you probably have the available skin if you have a large enough friend down there that you could successfully count pumps with the smart cock ring.
Yeah. If when you're not fully as deep as you can go and you're pressed against, when you look down, if it doesn't look like she has a 70s bush because your bush has merged with her baby bird, then
yeah,
you're a man.
And guess what? But the little buddies are going to have a little bit more trouble with the little buddies because you're going to have to. You really don't have that much ring for you don't have that much room for the ring, you know, the smart ring, and also for action, you know?
Right.
At what point are you just putting in an electronics into somebody else? You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
So little buddies might have to go with the patch. They might have to do the patch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the navigational aspect of knowing east, west, north, and south, it could possibly work for the little buddy guys. But again, studies still being done.
You need all sizes. Mine will look like a bark collar.
Yep. Like a little little choker chain.
Yeah.
Rough.
You ever been bit by a bark collar?
I have not been bit by a bark collar.
They hurt like a fucker. I don't know how dogs work through them.
You're saying you put on a dog bark collar and then just barked and see how it'd feel?
Yeah. And it will bite you.
It'll get you, huh?
Enough, though. I wouldn't feel comfortable putting one on my dog because it hurts like a fucker.
Well, that's why you learn at the gate and then you don't do it again. Well, right. What happened, though? When did you guys find yourselves in a certain position of wearing that you decided to attempt that? Maybe we should put on the bark dog collar and see just how it feels.
My friend had a bark collar, and this was some time ago. And another friend had gotten it, and he said, my dog just barks anyway because he's stupid. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
You can have my bark collar to see if it works in your dog. So we were like, oh, fuck, I wonder. I bet that hurts. And, you know, you get enough beers in you. You get experimental.
Yep.
And we put it on and did the and –
Do you put the bark part right on your esophagus?
Yeah, it goes right up against the side of it. Like, so when you rock, it fucking, and it goes, and you're like, I mean,
you like strapped it fully on around your neck. You just didn't put it there. You put it on fully, like a nice, tight, snug fit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice work, bro.
Because he has a big dog. I mean, it fit my neck. Hit a rock.
I mean, that's just putting your dog on house arrest, right? I mean, that's what's really happening here. Maybe that's the part they're missing with the house arrest is that when you leave when you're not supposed to, it doesn't, you know, it don't fucking bite you in the ankle.
Why don't they do that? Not just give off an alert, you know, just a little ping to let you know where they're at. Just so it gets outside the zone. And then, like, you've seen those movies where the prisoners wear them, and if they go out too far from the fence, poof, their heads explode.
Yep.
I'm not saying we need that, but how about one that just has like a taser effect? And you, for 5 seconds, you're laid out, and you get, and it gives you 5 more seconds to get your ass up and run back inside the perimeter.
You know, I mean, I could see prosthetic foot lobbying for this on the back end, you know, on some, on the low type shit. But, you know, I mean, as far as the exploding foot goes, but the shock foot, I mean, I think we're talking about, this is an infrastructure thing here. This really... The decision to shock the fuck out of people on house arrest, it isn't a should we? It's not a moral issue. It's it's infrastructure. You know, we have to set up the perimeter, the electronic
rules. You don't get shocked.
But the thing is that we have to have a city ordinance. We're going to have the city come out and install the electrical fencing around people's house that's on house arrest.
Maybe now they could do it on some kind of geolocation thing. Maybe they use cell tower triangulation.
Yes. Triangulate around the address.
Yeah. And if you get within, let's say, 200, I'll give you 30 meters. I'll give you 30 meters.
Good strong 30 meters. Home.
You pass that 30 meters.
Do you gradually let it start to shock? Like, oh, that tingles.
Maybe give by a little warning. A little warning first, just a little beep, right at like a bee sting. Oh, shit.
Yeah, right at the 15-minute mark. I mean, the 15-meter mark.
Yeah. You're pushing it. It's the 25-meter mark, a little stronger. Come on.
Listen, that's just the way it works. And it's the way it should work, to be honest. That's the problem. People aren't learning because the shit ain't. It's not being driven home, man. Like, I'm driving this Negro Modelo home, friends. Mm-hmm.
When I was in New Orleans.
Yes.
Let me say.
By the way, you just got back. We were off for a week.
Yes.
You were down there cracking a case wide open. What happened? What's going on? Talk to us about it.
Well, I can't talk about the case because I signed
an NDA. That's right. Still classified.
But let's say it was very successful. It should make for that company a very good season, I hope. But New Orleans, I had in my head like, oh, I've always wanted to go to New Orleans. I want to go to New Orleans. And then I get there. Now, granted, we stayed right off of Bourbon Street. So and we worked long, long hours. So it wasn't like we had a bunch of time just to go drive around and look for awesome places to eat and stuff. Our choices were pretty limited to Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street is a fucking armpit. It's an armpit of like, it's like an apocalyptic zombie apocalypse armpit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like an armpit for someone who's been living in the wild for a very long time, armpit.
Kind of like Tom Hanks Castaway level action.
Yes.
Now, I will say there's also some great bars there, obviously. There's some great drinks, some great entertainment. It does smell like one big fat trash can, though, at the end of a night in a bar. Like, if you ever been to a bar and it's mostly bottled beers and shit, and then you go at the end of the night where the trash can's full of everybody's bar trash, dump out most of the bottles, stick your head in there, and then smell, and then that's what it smells like down there.
Because that's what those streets are. It looks like someone took the trash from every bar that's along there and just slung it into the street.
At the end of the night, they literally, in their bars, hose down the bar floor right into the sewer and the curb and the street of Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. And it just absolutely reeks. I went and I had a, right before it really started stanking, I'd say like around 2010-ish, 11, whatever. And we had some good times down there. Like on St. Patty's Day, it's a great time to go to New Orleans, bro. It's a great time. It's way better than Mardi Gras. Don't ever go to New, if you ever want to go to New Orleans and you're sitting there listening to this podcast, I'm going to tell you right now, do yourself a favor and never, and I repeat, never go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. That's rookie type shit. That's like next level rookie. Okay. You go on another, just go on a random summer weekend or go like St. Patty's Day or some shit because it's a shit show. You can't move. You can't do nothing. Don't go for Mardi Gras. Go on an off weekend because it's still going to be awesome. As far as drinking and hanging out. If you're there sober working, then it really stinks. It stinks when you're just partying, but it really stinks when you ain't drinking.
I can't imagine, dude. Now, I will give New Orleans the benefit of the doubt. I will say at the end, the last day, we had to do something over like the nice part of the French Quarter. I get why people want to go there for a day or two. I get that. Maybe go along the river walk, whatever.
Get hammered.
But the Bourbon Street, dude, I literally got fucking tired of
stepping
over homeless people.
Was there a parade going on?
No, there was a parade of homeless people that were just like lounging across the sidewalk. Literally have to step over them.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since COVID or nothing because obviously homelessness really ramped up since COVID.
Yeah.
But
it's nothing but homeless people now.
It's crazy.
It's 2-1 ratio. There's two tourists for every homeless person.
That's pretty good. 50, you know, 52-1 odds.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stick with the crew though.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, yeah, you know, I haven't been in years. I don't know. When's the last time I was there? Fuck. I don't know, bro. Everything, at least 6 years ago. I don't know. COVID has
decimated it. Like every other bar, restaurant's closed now. You meet a lot of people there because we stayed off Bourbon Street that, you know, a lot of people in the hotel are like annual people. They come every year, twice a year.
Yeah.
And they were all like, holy fuck. This doesn't even resemble the place we're used to. Like all their favorite bars and restaurants were closed or they're only back to open like 3 days a week or something.
Yeah.
I felt bad because it's a city that just lives on nothing but tourism. And when the pandemic hit, imagine like how all your friends and stuff that own bars, you know, the parts of your city were devastated by. Imagine your whole fucking city dependent on that live entertainment and being able to be open to serve drinks. Like it devastated the fuck out of that whole city. And the homeless people, not only Bourbon Street, scattered throughout every intersection of every neighborhood. I mean, they are just scattered out everywhere. I haven't been to LA to see what's going on there because I hear it's really bad.
Follow LA street people on Instagram.
Right. But I finally, you know, and this is how bad they are. Like I walked out of Office Depot. I went to go get a cork board and some 3x5 cards, like some murder board supplies, right?
Yeah.
We're juiced about it. I come out, homeless dudes all over in the parking. One right by our vehicle. And he was like, hey, man, can I get in? And I go, I don't have any cash. You know, because I have to say this 400 times a day. I don't have any cash, just carry a card. And he goes, no, man. I just want to know if you would give me some food. And I was like, oh, fuck me. All right.
Gotcha.
He looks hungry. I'll get you food.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, maybe this will pay off. I do a good deed. Maybe the good Lord or somebody, you know, will create some good energy, some good shit will happen for me. So I go to the restaurant across the street. They close. They lost power for some reason. So I'm like, all right, fuck. So that guy had followed me over there, and I'm like, hey, man, they lost power. There's a Wendy's, I think, that way a couple blocks. Once you start walking that way, I'll go through the Wendy's drive-thru, and I'll get you something, and I'll drop it off across the street. So he was like, okay. And he does. He's waiting for me. I get him a chicken biscuit milk, throw in an extra chicken biscuit.
Clean move.
And a large Sprite. He wanted a Sprite. Uh-huh. So I get it. I give it to him. I'm feeling good about myself. Drive down the road. We stop at this coffee shop to get coffee before we go back to the hotel, work on the murder board. So I get go to pay for the coffee, and I'm like, fuck, my debit card's missing. And I'm like, oh, no, there it is. I grab it, and I use it. And then when I get back to the hotel, I had to look up my account for something. I'm like, oh, fuck, that hit my credit card. And I look. I'm like, oh, that was my credit card. The Chase cards look alike, right? I'm like, that was my credit card, not my debit card. And I look through, fuck, I don't have my debit card. So I call the Wendy's. Of course, they're like, oh, there was shift change 15 minutes ago. Yeah. And that manager locks the lost cards up in the top part of the safe. We can't access it. You have to come back tomorrow morning, first thing. And I'm like, fuck, I got to fly out tomorrow. But okay. So I call right when I get up in the morning, and they look, and they're like, it's not there. It's not there. I'm like, it's got to be there, bro. I'm showing the transaction at Wendy's. Next thing you know, I go 5 minutes down the road, I don't have it. Like, will you go out and look on the parking lot by the drive-thru, something? Maybe it fell on the ground. I don't know. Nothing. So I lose my debit card in New Orleans. Not from the way people usually lose their debit card in New Orleans. Having a good-ass time, fucking drinking tall plastic fucking daiquiris out of a giant thing that looks like a penis. I lost my debit card buying a homeless guy a fucking value meal.
But at least you got on the extra sandwich. You know what I mean? You have to think about that. Is it worth it? Probably that extra sandwich. Imagine how happy he was when he ate that first meal and still had the extra sandwich on deck.
I know.
But anyways, what happened with the card?
Is this how the universe rewards fucking charity around here in New Orleans? Nothing good happens in New Orleans.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you put a stop on this card?
I did, and I put paid the $5 to get the new card in 2 days. It came today. It was seamless. I will say this. I didn't know this. As long as you utilize the wallet on your phone,
yeah,
when your bank issues you the new card, it automatically replaces it in your wallet immediately. Nice. With the new card number. So it, most places where you can use your phone, just boop.
Yeah.
I was able to use a card. But not every place when you get back home does that.
So. No. Not everybody's going to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And every credit card I got's maxed to the fucking hilt. Thank you, COVID. And then so I'm like, I don't have any way to fucking use money for 2 days.
That phone, though, I accidentally paid the other day. It just came up. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll do that.
Anyway, I thought, fuck. That's just fitting for New Orleans. Because you come to find New Orleans, it's just sadness right now.
Yeah.
Fucking nothing good happens in New Orleans.
You know what? You were down there working on a murder. I mean, that's what brought you down there. Death brought you there.
That's right.
The injustices of a capital murder brought you there.
COVID, it's one big murder. The whole city got murdered. COVID walked up behind it and said, bye-bye, John John. Pop, pop, pop.
Bye-bye, John John. Bye-bye, John John.
Oh, shit.
Good night, John John. That's what I say a lot of times when I kill people in war zone, because they can hear you talk.
Yeah.
I go, night-night, ho. I love saying that. That's all you say. That's all they hear from you is night-night, ho.
Night-night, ho.
Take your ho ass to sleep, man. Take your hoe ass to sleep. You know what I mean?
What I did not see.
What's
in
that,
New Orleans,
Todd?
Was
what?
One single prostitute. Of all the places where, other than Vegas, where I thought I was sure to see just prostitutes walking. I think it's really killed the prostitution industry, COVID as well. Like,
I don't think they were getting the PPP loans. That's the thing, dude.
I don't think they were. I don't think they got opened up for them.
You know, I think they were attempting to get the PPE loans, the PPP loans, but, you know, I'm not sure they were covered under the stimulus package.
Well, with people not outspending money like they used to, you know, it's not worth, like, you can make as much in unemployment as you did going out and hitting the dick. So I think a lot of them are just like, you know what? I'm not going to go out and work the streets. I can just stay home and get my $600 a week.
Yeah.
That's like
24 hundo. That's 24 cocks.
Week, say it's, yeah, it's 50. Well, you get 50 a cock. So that's.
I'm not sure the fluctuation rates as far as, you know, where the Fed marks the interest rate or whatever with that business.
It's like 12 cocks. You know, you got to do 12 cocks to get that. I'm just going to stay home.
Which isn't that bad, you know, looking at 3 cocks a week, you know, but again, it's just having the comfortability to cover your knot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I cover my knot without touching cocks?
Who needs a COVID cock? You know what I'm saying?
You just don't know, man. You never know, dude. That's the thing about it, Todd.
Nobody.
I went today, played. Well, my buddy, I got a couple of buddies I always play Warzone with. And, you know, we interact all the time. We're cool on Twitter. I never hung out with them. But, I've known the dude for a year, you know.
Uh-huh.
I went over there. He's in New Jersey, about 20 minutes away. I went down there this afternoon, played a couple of games of cornhole, and they were good, but I'm just another level right now.
You were just waxing that ass.
I'm unstoppable monster right now against regular people.
You were John Wick, and they were just a bunch of Russian mobster thugs that, you know, aren't going to be able to get any dialogue in. They're just there to get their fucking heads blown off.
They're just, you know, my boy Chad Duds Twitter. I just said, listen, I mean, they played well. They played well for regular guys. You know, just regular guys that like to enjoy some cornhole. You know, they're not out in these streets every fucking day. They don't know what PPR means. They don't know who Damon Dennis is,
Come on.
I mean, by the way, have some respect for fucking Damon Dennis. God. But
guy's a legend.
I almost want to play the interview that I have with him. Can we just mark this and maybe drop it in real quick?
Yeah, just send it to me. Give me a little intro.
This was after a big win in Vegas in the Nationals on ESPN, down 10-20 to Matt Guy, the absolute legend. Matt Guy has a couple of bad bags. Anyways, Damon Dennis comes back, takes the dub. Anyways, loses to Trey Burchfield in the finals, but that was in the semis. But this was the interview that I had with Damon Dennis following his emotional win against Mr. Matt Guy.
Just somehow the bags fell my way, and you know, it happens in going over. If you can't take the lows down with all this high stuff, and it'd be my advice, don't play the game of cornhole, because there's always going to be lows waiting around the corner. And I'm kind of on a high now, but I'll get a taste of that valley again.
Tell me that wasn't awesome, Todd.
Ambassador of the sport. I mean, a gentleman all day, every day. Thug with a bag in his hand.
Hey, if you can't take the highs along with the lows, I got some advice for you. Don't play the game of cornhole.
Do not play the game of cornhole.
I mean, that's just how that broke it down right there, man.
And listen, if you guys are like all messy in other parts of your life like that, like if you're going to the grocery store and you're buying a bunch of stuff that you're not going to use and it's going to go to waste, which is a big problem right now we have in our country, food waste. Look what's going on around in the world. If you're out over shopping and creating food waste within your home, I mean, I hope you're proud of yourself, because other people in other countries and other parts of our country are hurting. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. There's no excuses. It comes right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit.
You know what? I mean, listen, you're talking to a $20 chef. You know how I get down, guys. But sometimes I'm running around. I got errands to run for the podcast. We're doing stuff for Patreon. We're doing social media for YouTube. Okay? We don't have time to go to the grocery store. And then that's what I enjoy about HelloFresh. It cuts out that stressful meal planning, Todd. The grocery store trips lets me enjoy cooking and get the dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. I get the ingredients, not a bunch of shit I don't need. I get what I need. I cook it up. Bing, bang, boom. 30 minutes or less. We're eating good and fresh and home. I mean, just how it should be done, Todd.
HelloFresh offers 25 plus recipes to choose from each and every week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone in your home to enjoy, with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs. That's right, I said it. Professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Both words, deliciousness and simplicity.
I'm telling you, man, those burgers.
Everybody thought I was going to say deliciousness and complexity. That's exactly what they thought was coming out of my mouth.
But no.
Nope. Simplicity, my friends.
I love this because me and my lady, you know, we'll be out and about doing our thing. You know, we gotta go catch her son's volleyball game. And we were doing some errands before that. We get home, bro. You know, it's there. It's ready to rock. It tells you exactly. It's walking you through. I mean, on the busiest of weeknights, we're still eating home-cooked meals like someone was here all day just putting in OT in the kitchen. But we weren't, because it only took us 30 minutes or less, Todd.
And that time's important for a relationship, that bonding time. You're creating something together, and then you sat down and you shared it. That's what love is. If you love your spouse, ignore what we're saying right now. If you don't love your significant other, the person you live with, your life partner, then don't listen to this. Just keep shitting on them.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't hook them up with this sweet ass situation. Mm. You know what I mean? But if you are in a good thing, if you got a good thing going on, if you enjoy spoiling your partner, if you enjoy that quality time, that legitimate intimacy of cooking and eating and being together, then go head over to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing12. Okay, that's what we want. Use code GunsBlazing12, and you're going to get 12 free meals on us. And that includes free shipping, Todd.
What did you say?
Free shipping, Todd.
Free shipping on top of 12 meals. I mean, listen, you don't get these offers every day. You don't get them ever, but now you're getting it. Go act upon it right now. Go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing12 and use the code GunsBlazing12 at checkout. 12 free meals, and that includes free shipping. America's number one meal kit, HelloFresh. I'll say it again, America's number one meal kit, my friends. Make sure you take advantage of this offer. It's patriotism. And it's love all wrapped up in one nice little ad read.
That's called love right there, dude. We only have the dopest of ads on our show. People know, man, legit, we're not going to steer you wrong. We're going to steal you right to the best deals in town.
The best. Nothing but the best here at Guns
Blazing. That's it, dude. I'm going with the Valentina hot sauce tonight, Todd. No free ads, but damn, this shit is good.
It's really good. It's a game changer. You know, somebody knows what they're doing when they get the Valentina hot sauce in the cupboard or in the Lazy Susan. If you and I don't, you know, I don't like that term, Lazy Susan.
Yeah,
you know, I'm surprised we're still allowed to use it. I mean, I would think right now that that term had gotten canceled and taken out of the out of the lexicon. Lazy Susan. Who named that? Was some dude who's pretty good at making shit, pretty handy around the house. And he's not real happy with his wife. He's like, yeah. Look what I made. This is going to make life a lot easier in the kitchen. You can spin around, get your spices. You don't have to occupy so many cabinets. And nobody uses the corner anyway, because if you don't put that there, the cabinet doors hit each other. Oh, what'd you call it? She says, his lovely wife. I call it the Lazy Susan, Susan.
Who knew that the origination was just one big shot being fired?
That's all it was.
I was hoping to maybe catch a few of the big boys right now on this next little topic, Todd. I'm talking about them boys at 250 big, you know, 250 plus.
Yeah.
Out there getting lit up on a Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever afternoon, bro. Any of them getting lit up in the summer, do a little day drinking. Just remember, Adirondack chairs aren't your friend, buddy. I just want the big boys not forget that before they go looking deep and diving into a nice Adirondack chair to have a little, still have a little rest. After about 5-6 cocktails, a couple of shots, big boys, that Adirondack chair is not your friend.
It ain't for you.
You're going to have a tough time getting out of that chair, buddy.
Mm-mm. You might look at a solid frame chair that has no hinges.
Maybe a 90-degree angle basic chair, a regular chair, a go-to chair. The Adirondack's going to set you up for failure, buddy.
Maybe something made by the Amish. Maybe available at any Amish market. I'm talking heavy duty construction, real craftsmanship. That's what you're built for.
Yeah. Yeah. And now listen, as the Adirondack chair going to support you? Yeah. It's usually a strong, well put together wooden chair. But with that 45-degree angle dip down with that relaxed reclined backing, you're fucking going into a pit of terror, friends.
There's a weak point there. There's a weak point there where gravity meets flexibility, and something's going to give.
You know, I heard a guy the other day. He was having some drinks. You know, he was enjoying a nice little weekday afternoon, having a few beers, playing a little cornhole. You know, balls deep in May on a nice 80 degree day, and he was having a work text convo with somebody at the office on his day off, you know, and it was getting a little heated. Uh-oh. And I said, listen, my man, maybe you ought to just go ahead and put that phone down and deal with that during work hours. He was like, no way. You're not going to get away. I go, hey, you're wearing socks and sandals right now. You're not making the best decisions. Okay. Maybe you ought to back up off the work convo until you're in a position and a state of mind to fucking make the right call. Because if I'm looking at you, I'm looking. Here's a guy not making the right calls right now. I wouldn't want to get my office involved in this.
If you're the way you're dressed right now says you worry too much about work, not enough about what everybody else around you on a leisurely day off thinks about you.
Yeah. And, you know, just even the people at the office are probably going to be right in this argument. If you're buzzing and you're wearing socks and sandals on a fucking 80-degree day, you're making bad decisions. You know, let's not compound this and make this a work issue.
Mm-mm.
Have some respect.
Plus, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your work issue. I don't want to hear if the report didn't get done in time on Friday. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear if someone else that works in your office is not carrying their load.
Yep.
You feel like that you're having to do, you know, pick up the slack and cover part of what they're supposed to be doing. I don't want to hear it, because you know what? That's a problem you need to be, you need to handle yourself.
Yeah. Because if I'm the person on the other end of the call, I'm at the office arguing with you on your drunk day off. If I happen to FaceTime you and I see you wearing the sock and sandal combo on an 80-degree summer day, I'm going to be like, wait a second. Are we arguing over percentages of company bonus and you're over here wearing socks and sandals? You're not in the right state of mind, my man.
Mm-mm. No, you should have flip-flops on right now. When you're wearing flip-flops, I know that you got it handled. Like, you have zero stress. When you're wearing a nice, relaxed-looking flip-flop, you know, with the I don't even care if it's open toe, but really when it's the one that's got the little strap that goes between the big toe and then the next toe, then I know for a fact nothing gets under your skin. There ain't nothing that you can't handle. You are stress-free.
You cool breeze, kid. They call you cool breeze because you're unshakable. Mm-hmm. You're unfuckwittable.
When you put in a sock on with the open toe sandal, I know you got a fucking foot issue. You know, you're hiding something under there. You know
what's going on? You got the black nail. You got the black nail.
You got the giant crust that forms around the edge there.
The one that where you've been walking around on gravel in the backyard for the last 12, 15 years. And now it kind of became a sandal, but not really kind of thing.
Looks like you just walked through a pit of oatmeal about 20 minutes ago, and now it's all drying on it.
Maybe you were like a cutting edge front doorman that used to bust a door down for SWAT teams. He did it barefoot.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Just boom, right through the doors, barefoot, right off the busting locks off.
Looks like you lived in the Flintstone age. You drive your car with your feet.
You could drift a car with Flintstone.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to drift with just your feet?
It's tough.
Yeah, that's no joke, dude.
It's tough.
You know what I mean? Are we talking about a guy who can parachute in on the side of a rocky mountain and then land on the slope going down and still stop himself?
That's what we envision your feet look like when you're wearing socks with the open toe Adidas sandal.
Is your shit still curling up now? You kind of looking like a bald eagle and shit. You about to start stabbing salmon out of a river?
You know what? Trim those things. Trim them. Get a file out if you got to. Take the edge off. What if we engage in some kind of athletic activity? And you lacerate, you fucking sever my carotid artery with your big toenail. Like, I don't need that. Cut it.
Todd don't need that.
No. What are you going to use it for? Are you a bird? Are you going to be clawing salmon out of a moving river?
What are you going to do? Put out a bed of hot coals and walk across it real sly and easy with a cocktail, like you rolling through a piano lounge.
Cause you can with your callous ass feet.
Yeah, you can.
You don't even feel pain.
Maybe you should peel off some of those calluses and sell them to a fire department so they can add them to their fire retardant suits to help fight and protect against the heat of the fire of the house that's on fire when they walk in. Maybe you could slide some of your foot skin into a Teflon vest and then help stop bullets when bad guys shoot at good guys.
Maybe we could line the outside of the motocross the motorcycle jackets with them for when those guys miss the turn and slide halfway across the track.
Maybe that they could take slices of the bottom of their feet and put them on the tip of one of Elon Musk's rockets so when it enters the atmosphere, it would have added protection against melting metals.
Oh, so much more useful than keeping it on your feet, hiding it with a sock.
Keep the cabins nice and cool at right temps, 45, you know, 50 degrees. Because they got the suits on. Maybe you can, we can keep going. Maybe you can add you could sell your foot skin as grip tape for new skateboards.
Maybe line the back of my fireplace wall with the bedroom wall that's behind it. In case the fire gets out of control, it can't carry on to the next room.
I'm just saying, man, people that kick rocks, they got a lot of career options. Mm. That's all we're saying, man. Listen, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, that's all we're saying.
I've seen people, that person that brags about, like, they can walk in a gravel driveway.
And yeah.
Like, and they make fun of you like you're a little bitch because you're like, ow, 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 ow. But look at your feet.
Yeah.
Bro, look at your feet. I'd rather
literally
have these pretty feet I got that are nice and sensitive and can be sockless.
You can stomp out
your gorilla feet.
Yeah.
That lets you run. Why you got to run barefoot in a gravel driveway anyway?
Just because you can kick a tree stump down into the dirt. That's on you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A full tree stump down into the dirt? Come on.
We don't need
fucking
it.
Ash out dynamite with them feet?
I'll get a hat.
Like a cigarette? Like a fucking old cigarette butt? Mm. A little twist of the heat, a little twist of the fucking... What's the front part of your foot? Not the heel, do you?
The...
Oh, man.
Not the toe? The pad?
The heel and the...
What is that from?
The ball. Burpee? The ball of
the
your
ball.
Foot.
Oh.
You could probably twist out dynamite like a person twists out a fucking cigarette butt with the ball of their foot.
Oh, I'm saying take care of your feet.
I'm saying, man. You know, listen, guys. Take care of your foot, man.
Mm. I don't like white dudes I'm talking about. Black dudes wearing socks with open toes. I get it. It's good look for you. You look cool in them. White mm-hmm. people do not.
Mm-hmm.
White people do not.
I'm just saying, man. Listen, we're not saying to say. We're just saying to say. Like, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying to say. I'm saying to say.
Just saying to say.
Just you know, someone's got to say it, Todd. That's the thing, man.
It has
Someone
to be said.
Has to say it. It has to be said. You know what I mean? Also, by the way,
we're just
I was
the
thinking
guys
about
to do it.
Maybe me and you slap on some badges, go around, do some mulch checks.
We should.
Your mulch game is weak. We're going to have to pull you in on a couple of misdemeanors.
What's up with your – why is it thin here? Why is it thin here in this portion? Why is it not evenly spread?
Why don't you have any sort of degree of positive hillage of mulch around your plants? Why don't we have a clean line between lawn and mulch?
Why don't we have a good 4-inch depth on the pour so you don't get any daylight underneath it so weeds don't grow up?
Yeah, why don't you stomp down on the first layer of mulch, you fuck, before you lay down the second layer of mulch? People don't understand how important a mulch game is. I'm so pumped to be a mulch guy when I get a house.
Have someone mulch their beds with the recycled tire rubber?
Oh, good one. Never saw that.
They just shred old tires up, and it looks like black mulch.
Oh, and wow. It dulls color. Because obviously, if you know mulch, you know the mulch starts off loud and proud, vivid and bright, and then a couple of rains later, and it just looks like a bunch of fucking busted-ass, dried-up lumber chips.
Mm-hmm.
It loses its pop.
It never, like, it's heavier, so it doesn't scatter with wind and rain like a mulch. I want to get it. It's expensive, I think, but I want to get some. I just want one more mulching.
A good old mulch. How much is a mulch? What's the over-under on cost to mulch your spot?
I haven't even checked it since COVID hit, but I can imagine it's three times what it was last season.
You think mulch is up that high?
Anything that has to be shipped on a truck is higher because gas shortage. We got people not working on the docks, unloading ships.
Yeah.
It's tough. Everything's gone up.
Hmm. So what if you just go get your own mulch and do it yourself? I mean, are you saying with a crew to come out looking at three times?
To go buy it. To go buy it, it's got to be three times as much. It had to be shipped there.
Hmm.
Everything at Lowe's. Lowe's is making a killing.
Hmm. Everybody's blaming them. Everybody's blaming Biden right now for the wood prices. It's not Biden's fault, though. It's not like when he gets in there, Home Depot decided to go four times the price. All right, we got the guy from the other side, and then let's go ahead and just jack up lumber for 100%. It's people are buying houses. There's new construction is through the roof right now.
I have people calling me wanting to buy my house. I get three things
really?
In my mailbox a week with somebody offering to buy my house.
Really?
Yeah, it's nuts. I walked out the other day and somebody left a card on the door for a place that buys houses.
Can you sell your house, but we keep the little area around our patio bar, our little shed bar?
I would like to. Just fence. Can we just fence off this little area right here? Yeah. To be ours in your backyard?
Yeah, we'll walk on the outside of the fence to get to it around the back where the dog runs by the glass.
I know. I want to sell because I want to. People are like, you can make $80,000 or $100,000 on your house right now.
Just extra.
Pocket that shit.
And go get an apartment for a while.
I know. I was thinking about it.
Get another house somewhere else. Wait a year.
Yeah, wait a year and get a house.
Spend $12,000. You know, you get $1,000 a month rent. Spend your $12,000 on a rented spot. Hopefully the bubble pops in a year and you go buy another crib.
I'm going to move upstairs at Yule and Danny McComas's house.
Yes.
Live that shit for free for a year.
Let Bailey know that he's got a new roommate. Goes by the name of Todd McComas.
I'd just move over to his place.
Yeah. Well, it's not a big deal. A lot of times married, engaged couples have bunk beds with their dad. It's not a big deal.
Happens all the time.
It's a bunk bed. Relax. You're up there. I'm down here. It's not a big deal.
Mm-mm.
Go to sleep. I sleep. I snore. Do your thing when I'm snoring. It's not a big deal.
I don't wake up easy.
No, you gotta fucking hit this kid in the head with a brick to wake him up.
Yeah. Hell.
Todd has that alarm that goes rah, 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 like you wake up like it's fucking Armageddon every time you share a hotel room with Todd.
For hours.
Just goes, bro. News. I was in the shower. I had got up, my alarm hit. I woke up like a normal person. And I walked into the shower and I got in the shower and right when I was about to hop into the shower, sharing room with Todd, the rah, 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 alarm went off. I took the whole shower. I was like, oh, well, right when I was getting in, it just had gone off. So I figured he'll wake up. I get in the shower. Rah, 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 fucking, I wash my nuts. I give a nice shine on my butt cheeks and chin. I wash the old hair, hit it with a little condish, little shampoo. I get out of the shower, still going, rah, rah, rah. Fucking Todd, don't wake up, bro.
I have two alarms. I have that one for, like, I know I need to get up, and I can't oversleep. And I have this one when it's just like a casual, if I get up, I get up. If I don't, I don't. This is the one where it's, like, not absolutely necessary I get up on time. And it is.
There it is, dude.
Little Clayton Anderson.
That's your alarm, huh?
My alarm. See, it just eases into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, should I get up? I don't know.
Time to get up for the kid, bro.
And then I start feeling this. It kind of gets inside me, and I'm like,
yes.
I'm feeling pretty good right now. It gets me up in a different way. This makes me want to get up, crack a beer. Get in the dark.
And that's just how it works.
Just have
friends.
A good ass fucking day.
Let this kid Todd live, bro. I'll tell you what, Todd, I was enjoying. I was at my mom's house last week for a few days. You know, we smoked a bunch of meat. I went old school. After watching Chef's Table Barbecue season, I went with the Snow's Barbecue, the Texas barbecue method called Country Hill Style. That's where you start the fire and the flames separately from the smoker, and once those coals are super hot and burning, you shovel them over into your smoker.
Oh,
and that's what you do. You don't fuck with the smoker the whole time. You got a little fire pit going where you're adding your wood and everything you want and whatever kind of wood you're burning for your smoke. And then once it's good and burned up and you got a little fire going over there, you shovel it over into your smoker and you balance your temps from 225 to 250. You know, you'll go up a little bit, you'll go down a little bit. But overall, we had a good time. I cut some grass. I fucking edged the edges, you know, the cement to the grass edge to get them clean edge. Fucking smoked out the belt. Had to go. Couldn't finish the gig. My stepdad had to take it apart. We figured out the belt melted.
Oh.
So your boy was putting in work, Todd.
Damn.
I got to, I was cutting the grass. My mom's neighbor hasn't cut its grass in quite some time, and I guess the city's getting involved. And but I was on the riding lawnmower my mom has, and I was out there on that little piece of grass on the other side of the sidewalk. And I just kept going, and I cut his too. You know, my mom's like, "You don't have to go that far." I'm like, "Yeah, mom, but guess what? Why not?
Yeah,
I'm on a riding lawnmower at noon, drinking a Corona Light in the fucking sun. I need more grass to cut.
I'm gonna make this guy not such a piece of shit today."
Yeah, so the rest of his yard was fucked up. And then anyways, later that night or the next day, he's out there cutting his grass. And then I ended up talking to him. I ended up breaking the ice, and I was over there the one talking to him, my mom's neighbor. They just bought a house right in Ohio in North Ridgeville. And I had a little taco cook-off. You know, they didn't have any skirt steak. Unfortunately, no fucking flank steaks. So I just had to pick what they had, and my mom, they got the griddle out. They bust the griddle. Listen, you know how I do to get down on the griddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being taco man on the grill, and I have little taco parties.
I heard it's Biden's fault that there's a skirt steak shortage.
Oh, dude.
Did you hear that?
Skirt steak prices to the roof. It's because of Biden, bro.
It's all because of Biden, man.
Lumber and fucking skirt steak through the roof and gas. But I had a few, Timmy Jonas stop by, Eric Anderson, ACL, Cleveland ACL pros, Cito Seto stop by, had a couple of tacos, and then they bounced out to a, we played a little bit, yeah. Nice. And then they bounced out to a blind draw. You know, listen, they're putting in work every night, dude, you know. Shout out to Eric Anderson for bringing me some new set of BG bags. They're very wonderful. Nice. They've already undergone their first wash and dry, breaking them in. You know, we had some fun and ate some tacos, and just that's all I did on my family's house. I mostly just cooked, and we hung out and cooked and just sat around and enjoyed that part of, you know, yard work and cooking kind of thing, outdoor cooking and yard work type shit.
That's living, dog.
Yeah,
that's
love living. Nice. So please don't cut your grass this week. Is your grass need to be cut right now?
Mine? It does. Yeah. It does.
I'll cut it next week.
It was on the edge when I left, and it rained, so I couldn't cut it the last day, and it's rained ever since I got back. So it's about time.
I'm ready to cut it next week.
All right.
You have to leave me your key, because I'm going to cut that grass while you're fucking out of town.
Yeah. Cut away, my friend.
Yeah.
I'll fill up the gas can.
Hey, it's all right.
I got the... I'll charge the batteries on the weed eater.
There you go.
We'll get it looking good.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to see the bar in the summertime. Because obviously last year, obviously couldn't really enjoy it in summer. We built it pre-summer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the first real hardcore summer that bar is about to endure. You know,
it's going
to
get it. It's going to get it this summer.
Maybe we'll do a YouTube video where we can work on, we got to put another finish of fucking protection on the wood, you know, the butcher block bar top or something, you know, just some maintenance, some basic maintenance.
Maybe we'll make a new sign, put the new sign up,
get you a new sign. Listen, it's going to be a fuckboy summer. Just kidding. I won't be doing any fuckboy stuff, but I will hang out with Todd and help you shine up your bar. Or your shoes or whatever, bro.
Submit your new names for the bar now. Do that on social media. Tag new shed name. New shed name. Hashtag new shed name. And let's get it ready for when the weekend. We gotta get that done when Sean's here, because it's gotta be ready for the Patreon party that's happening.
Yep.
The weekend after 4th of July, which is going to be a big blowout in the backyard.
Yeah.
Cornhole, food, booze, music, you name it, you got
it. That's it. Just living it up, you know, with all the homies chilling out, just showing thanks. Just giving a little thanks back for those who support us and listen to all our dumbass shit we talk about.
I got the bartender secured.
Oh, nice.
She took the night off from her usual bartending job. So we got one of the best bartenders in Indianapolis already secured.
Yeah.
Pure cured for that night. So we're in good shape.
We are. It's going to be nice. And you could be there too if you just join our Patreon. But it's too late now. You won't be able to go to the party. But there's always the next one.
Always 2022. Follow us on all social media.
Guys.
And you know what? If you would, subscribe to YouTube. A lot of cool videos on there. Not enough of you watching. So let's bump that up. Spread the word. Tell a friend.
Hey, love you guys. Love you, Todd.
Love you, brother.